Blog Talk Radio.
Alana K. I noticed that it sounded a little scratchy when I was listening. I hope I sound okay. If anybody can let me know if I'm coming through okay, I'd appreciate it. I'm experimenting with doing a weeknight show. It looks like so far I have 7 calls on the switchboard. I usually do my show on Sunday mornings. I've been doing them for several years. And just to give you an idea of what I'm doing, I try to help you with your highest and best route in life, and I mean, at this point in time, I have a limited amount of time to work with everybody, and I tune into spirit. I have Christ with me. I tune into my higher self and your higher self, and it's kind of like a meeting, and it's kind of tricky when you're doing it this way with a switchboard, so I have to hear your voice. So if you could tell me a little bit about your situation, that's always helpful, because I tune into your voice and that's how I tune into your individual frequency. And as always, you know, anything is fallible. I do have a good track record of accuracy, but you always have to weigh out everything that I say. I like to be your second opinion. I like it when people work at their self for a while. And then when I say something, it resonates. And sometimes I'm going to say something that really stretches you. So if you could just, you know, maybe put it in your curiosities file and maybe it'll fit someday later. I just try to help you align with your next best move. But it's not about when is my soulmate coming, or a lot of times it's not about am I going to get the job either. It's kind of like more about your energy and your soul and your purpose. But sometimes I do get signals on those things. And if I do, I pass them on to you. And I take the calls in the order that they came in on the switchboard. So I'm going to start with the first call. Excuse me. And whenever I start doing this, I end up clearing my throat a lot. It's just because I guess because I'm not talking to people to this extent all day long. And okay, I'm with the 917 area code. Aloha.
Aloha to you. Hey, Alana. This is Bryn. Bryn, B-R-Y-N, I'm presently in Encinitas, California, but I live in New York City, so I'm just here for to the end of July. So my question is, for a long time now, I've been trying to develop I've done like paintings in the past, artwork. But I am now kind of learning how I can receive the images to paint. So what I do is I close my eyes and I say a certain prayer and then I get these images. So my question is, what do you see the evolution of my artwork? Like, where is it going in terms of what I'm doing?
My first question is, do you get an image right away or every time you do that?
I don't know if it's every time. What I say is, I am your channel. I'm here to do your work. I am your channel. Mm-hmm. I'm here to do your work. Mm-hmm. I do that like 3 times. Then all the time I'll get something, you know.
Well, what I'm getting is two things for you that'll really help you. I'm also a creative,
okay.
and I know the creative process. And so what I'm getting is that in order for you to bring forth your, and you know this is a Christian mystic show, in order
sure.
for you to bring forth your highest art, because I'm seeing different levels in you, and like I said at the opening of the show, I go for your highest and best. And I'm seeing that you would want to shift your focus inward more.
Okay.
And it's going to take a little bit of practice, but you want to make sure that when you're asking this, that you breathe. Do you do your breathing when you're going into this, you know, where you're trying to receive from spirit? Because
yeah,
when you breathe...
Yeah,
because and this is for everybody who wants intuitive information from their highest, from their higher self, and from the Christ
okay.
realm, is that you need to make sure you're in your center, because
right.
there are spirits in the mental planes and the lower astral planes,
sure.
and they will respond. And what I'm getting is you're not necessarily getting your best stuff yet, and
okay.
And it'll be clearer, and then you want to sit with it when you're receiving it. You should feel warm in your center, and that'll let you know that you're connected. And we connect there through love and through Christ. And then when we connect to that energy, we can feel the warmth. And then when you're feeling the warmth, keep breathing. And what I'm also getting is you might not get the image right away, and that's okay. Just stay
right.
in a state of receiving, neutral mentality, and keep that fire burning inside, like it's, you know, like it's, I don't know, I'm getting the image of a stove or an oven, and inside,
yeah.
I guess because you have a deep well, and then
uh-huh.
go into that space, and as you're feeling that space, just let it come to you when it wants to come to you, and that's what I'm getting. It could come at any time.
Right. How long do I sit in like that meditative state? I guess it depends, right? It's not like...
Yeah, you want to stay in it long enough that you feel like you've locked it in. Whatever's comfortable. Go ahead.
Oh, no, just like I just affirming what you just said. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, as long as you're comfortable. I live on Maui. And a lot of people here are very in the moment and heart-centered. And I've practiced being in that space 24/7. So not everybody's comfortable with that at first. So I would say stay. You can function. Oh, no, somebody's calling me. No. I got to tell this person on the air. Yeah, this is really important for people to, yeah, okay. So you can stay in that state because that's your heart genius, that's your heart intelligence. And if you learn how to be in that space, it'll send your intelligence up to your brain rather than we're trained to use our brain and then go the other way and then take action from our brain. So you can stay in
right.
that space as long as you're comfortable, and then you might want to experiment with it. Stay in it for one day and see and watch, you know, how things roll in or how things work.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, okay. And it can come when it will, and it'll be the purest and the deepest, and that you haven't. I'm seeing something in color, which is just showing me, I think, that it means it's coming from a deeper, more meaningful place. So as long as you, and it'll take practice. You know, you may get images you don't really care for that much, or
right.
you're not sure about
yeah.
it, and then some of them
the,
you're going to love, and those
yeah, the
are the
one
ones
that
are
I actually. The one that I actually I'm doing now, it was the last time I meditated, and it was a tiger going through a bamboo
mm-hmm.
garden, and
mm-hmm.
that's what I've been working on. I got that image, and then I've been developing it. So that
yeah.
that feels like a good, nice level. That it's a tiger roaming through a bamboo garden.
Yeah, and then
yeah.
see what happens is when you're bringing them from that. When artists or any creative stuff is coming from that realm, then what it does is it it touches everybody who sees it. So that's really neat.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're doing that. Let me see. Let me check if there's anything else Spirit wants me to tell you.
Sure.
I do feel like, just because I'm getting this, I just checked the spirit to see that this would, is this money for you? Does it, or it will turn into money? And, you know, a lot of times it's just our creative expression, but I'm getting that it should turn into money for you, you know, that you'll be able to sell your work somewhere.
Okay. All right. That sounds nice.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Well,
that was
great. Thanks for calling,
great.
Bryn.
All right. Take
okay,
care.
Perfect.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, what I was just telling about centering in the warmth inside, and that's love. You want to feel as much love as possible to connect to that frequency. We do that inside, not outside. That's the problem a lot of times, and that's why a lot of people are feeling anxiety right now, because they're picking up the anxiety of the mental and astral planes, because we're going through this final phase of this 26,000-year cycle that we've been in, and we're moving into higher to heaven on earth. A lot of people believe that. I've known that since I was really young, so, and I've watched it happening. And the stress is all the breakdown of the old system, so it's time to move into a new way. Okay, 47, it's a little slower to catch on. 470 area code, you're on the air. Oh, I got 2470, so yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Wonderful. Fabulous. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. And my question is for me, about my powers, my psychic powers. Because
okay.
I know they're getting strong. I want to know how strong they're really getting.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, yeah, you're an old sage seer from many lifetimes. So you're in touch with that, obviously. I also get that you're an empath. Does that get in your way sometimes, being an empath?
What's an empath?
That's where you're picking up other people.
Oh, dead folks?
Dead folks. There's that, and 'cause that's how it started for me when I was younger. And that's why I had to tune it in back in the early 90s. I was like, all this stuff was happening. And I said, Christ, what am I supposed to do with this? And then I went on this like journey with Christ, and he was showing me that I use it for people's life path and how to tune into it. Because when we're meant for that, we're set up extra sensitive, and then we pick up all kinds of things. And so that's what I was just trying to address for you, to help you with that a little bit. You're definitely, let me tune into life purpose. If you came into this lifetime to help other people, or if...
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, you've been helping other people. Do you tune into Christ when you do your readings? You don't. There's no wrong answers. I'm just asking, so I know how to
talk. I talk to God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, that as long as you, I am getting to tell you to put yourself in the Christ light, though, to make sure that you do that. Wrap yourself in white light. When do you do that?
Start wearing all white.
Yeah, it's really important for you to do that because of your sensitivity. That's what I'm getting for you specifically, is that. Because what's happening is spirits in the lower astral planes or the upper of the more benevolent planes, what they do is when they want to talk to somebody, they want to talk through you because they recognize your purpose and your energy. And what will happen is that will interfere with your own comfort. So I'm getting, you know, to create this cocoon of white light, and you'll still be able to do your readings, but you won't get hit by other energies. And do you recognize what I mean when I say that? Because it's possible that it's just been this way for you all your life, and you're not aware that that's what's happening.
Well, I used to read for people a long time ago. Then I moved down to Georgia, back home to Georgia, mm-hmm. where I come from Boston. And I used to read up there, but I came back down here now. So I mm-hmm. stopped doing that. And did you see the double moon?
The double moon
that they had up, the last full moon that they just had? Because behind that moon, I seen people walk back and forth. It was like a double moon.
Oh, devil moon or double moon?
No, the double, two moons.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, no, I didn't know that. But I know that there was five planets lining up last week.
Oh,
so,
no, I'm not talking about that. It was before that.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
It was before the strawberry moon came out.
Uh-huh.
It was the moon before the strawberry moon. It was that full moon. And uh-huh. I seen behind that moon, it was another moon behind that moon.
Oh,
but
yeah, I didn't know
walking
about that.
It was people walking back and forth in it, though. They were waving and everything.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely picking up other levels there. Yeah, well, anyway, that's what I'm getting is that you'd want to do that because you want to, like I'm doing, make sure that you're bringing forth the highest and best because you do bring in all kinds of spirits because of your past life. So I'm just saying that it's the same as it goes with me is to keep refining our intentions about what our energy is to be used for. Otherwise, all these lower astral energies will just keep making you think something or to do something, but it's coming from there. So I always make sure it's always the highest and best and coming from love. That's what I'm getting to tell you. And yeah, it's definitely your purpose. You've done it in other lifetimes. Let me see. So that would help you feel better and it'll help direct you to the people that you should help. And I'm also getting to be more specific about the type of people that you feel that you are here to help. And then that will help open the door to you doing this again as long as you're clear. So spend a couple of days soul searching or whatever it takes to think, now what's the kind of readings that I can do for people that give me the most, they also make me feel like I'm being fed too, you know. That gives you the best
mm-hmm.
energy to the highest and best for you and for every who you're here to help. Do you have any idea what kind of people that might be? Because I can tune into that for you a little bit. I might be able to pick something up on that.
I've been helping a lot of children, a lot of kids, and a lot of old folks too lately.
So it kind of seems like more like the innocence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also been seeing like the other, sometimes I feel that I'm here to cross people back, to cross them over. Like they
uh-huh.
should be going up there instead of going, staying here.
Right. Yeah.
Here
yeah.
No
I know
more.
What you're saying. Yeah. I know what you're saying. Cause I can do that. And I used to do that. Let me see if that's in your highest and best. What I'm getting is that, and I'm going to cut you loose on this one is yes, you can do that. But you need to make sure that you have a schedule for that. So like you'll say, I'm going to do helping people cross over on Sundays or only when I go to the specific or only when I say. You can't be open to that all the time. I guess that's where I'm trying to lead you to is because the spirits will just keep chasing you around. And then you'll end up tired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And they pull you, like you'll be sitting trying to relax. This is me time, and all of a sudden something will pull you like, oh, yeah, I got to go get something from the store. And it's because somebody's passed on relative wants you to channel them. So that's why I'm saying you need to be real specific, and it needs to be on your time and make sure that you're not open all the time to that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because
I
know I can feel your energy that you get bombarded by spirits and you need to do it more on your own schedule, your own time. And you say what kind of things and when. That you can actually draw those
yeah.
boundaries. I've had to learn this in my lifetime too. So it's easier to do than it sounds. You just say it, you know, and if you have to repeat it again, repeat it. And your intentions are everything. Okay, so you're doing great. You're going to find heightened skill and ability if you do this. And, yeah, this will be great. I love to hear how things are going for you. And, yeah, keep in touch.
I'll keep in touch. I will.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Kayla.
Thank you.
God bless. Yeah. I love hearing back from people to see what how they're doing. So feel free anytime to call back and let me know how things went for you. Now I got another 470 area code here on the switchboard. Good evening. How are you?
Hi. Okay.
Hi.
You? Hi.
Pardon me?
My name is Betty. I would like to have a general reading.
Just a general reading?
Yes.
What do I see around you? So what I do is I tune into your higher self.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need to differentiate your frequency, so I want to listen to you talk. How's the weather where you're living?
Oh, it's hot. It's very hot. I'm in Georgia.
It's getting pretty hot here in Maui. It's not usually, there's 3 months out of the year where it gets kind of hot. Yeah, you're hot in Georgia. I'm not getting anything yet. Can you tell me some more? Can you tell me a little something?
Like what? I don't understand. I thought you were just giving me, I would like to know about my love life, what I would like to know about, if you could say anything about that.
And I said, yeah, okay. Yeah, well, what I did pick up, but I'm like, that wasn't from your higher self. It was kind of listening to your voice, as I can tell that you're kind of feeling drained and you need something interesting in your life. And the first thing I got when you said your love life, and people hate to hear this, but the kind of answers that Spirit always gives me might lead to something that is of use to you, though, so hang in there. Things that Spirit gives me is like what you can do yourself to feel the way you would feel if you were with somebody who was a good partner. But I am getting that I have some information for you about your partnership. So if you don't mind me sharing that, I will, I'm going to see, I don't know, I'm getting this. I think what I'm getting is that, do you feel that you're like looking around and saying, gosh, I just don't think there's anybody. I don't think that's coming from Spirit. I think that's what you might be thinking a lot of times. Do you feel pretty hopeful that you'll meet somebody that you can have some fun times with?
Yeah, but I have a husband, though. That's the only thing about it. I'm married. But he's in Boston.
Oh, you don't have a husband, or you do have a husband?
I do have a husband.
Oh, I see. Oh, so your love life, you're not talking about, whoops. Maybe that's why I was confused. I'm looking for something that's not there. So you're saying what's with love? Do you mean you want to talk about your husband?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that helps. Okay. So signals I was getting. Okay, so because I get signals and then I have to interpret them. So, how's it been? Well, he's a good man. Is he a good man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
this is really what I'm getting is that you have to, and I'm almost getting that he might come along with you if you have to step out and seek out more fun in your life. That's what I'm getting. Is that you want to think of some things that would really spice up your life, whether it be taking a class, going dancing. I don't know why I'm getting dancing. Maybe just dance. I don't know. It's do make some of your own fun is what I'm getting. So I don't know how that fits into your situation. if it's that you're looking for a spark of fun, other than that, could you be a little more specific about what you're looking for within your relationship? But I am getting that, and I trust that information, so.
No, okay. I'm good.
You're good?
Thank you. Yes,
okay,
thank you.
Right. Thanks for calling. It's not always that easy. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Oh, it's taking a while to hang up. Okay, well, and then sometimes people don't want their personal stuff on the air either. I think this is 856F, yeah, 856 area code. Hi, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm doing real good.
I guess whenever my relationship ever going to start, or if he's going to call me to get it started, does that make sense? And bring me home?
Yeah, that's the one that I always tell people. It's like, when is he going to call? Why isn't he calling me? Because I'm not supposed to read other people's mail, which means I'd have to be looking at another person who's not here. Do you have another question that you can ask?
I guess if I'm...
Or is that really bothering you?
No, he's not communicating with me, so I'm not worried about it. So he has to answer somebody else now. I'm not worried about that now. I guess traveling for a new job in the next month or so.
You are traveling for a new job, or you're wanting to know if you should be traveling for a new job?
If I'm going to travel to a new job.
If you're going to travel for a new job. Oh, overseas. Well, now this would be interesting. This isn't usually the kind of question I answer, but I'm going to make an attempt at it, and then I'd like you to let me know if I was right. Predicting the future, but what I do is I can read the current energy. And if I read the current energy and it feels to me as though it's going to make a big movement, that's about all I can tell you. So I'm tuning into, can you tell me a little bit more so I make sure I'm tuning into your frequency? Can you tell me anything about the kind of work you do?
Well, it's part ownership of a mechanic, fixing cars and stuff, and picking them up.
Oh, so you're going to travel for that?
Yeah, half owner for it.
Oh, okay. What I'm feeling is trepidation, and I'm not sure why. Is that in you? I'm feeling reluctance. Are you concerned about traveling?
No, I'm not concerned about traveling. He is.
Oh, okay. So this is very good. Now, see, this is the kind of thing I can kind of help you with. So what happens is when we are partners with somebody, whether we're living with them, married to them, working with them, even the people we work with, a lot of times it's hard for us to differentiate what our feelings are and what our path is and what theirs is. And I can tell in your voice, too, not only just reading the energy, but I can feel that something is pressurizing you. So then what I'm going to say is, based on what I was picking up, is it's going to be their energy that's pressurized, making you feel pressurized and not really getting in touch with your own enthusiasm about the situation. So what I can help you with is to tell you that, and then what you can do is clear that away from yourself so that you can feel your own center and your own path and your own soul, and to know if this is a, you're wanting to know if you're going to be traveling or if you should be.
If I'm traveling to
you want to know if you will be?
Yeah.
It sounds like you want to go. Do you want to go?
At this point, I can't. He has to bring me in.
You can't see?
Yes. Right now, it's short of money, and he has to bring me into work, if that makes sense.
What was that?
He has to bring me to get me traveling back home overseas. To go to work.
I'm not sure what that means.
Basically, he has to pay for my ticket to go home, do my work, to do the new
go
job.
Go home.
Right.
So that's somewhere else. Home is somewhere else, not where you are now?
I live in two different locations, two different countries.
Oh, you live in two different locations. Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so, well, here's, now this is, once again, step number two on this is that if you want to go and if you're supposed to go, it doesn't matter what somebody else is, if somebody else is putting up barriers. That's one thing we need to all learn is that if it's meant to be, because this show is about meant to be's. It's about destiny. It's about your highest path. So if that's your highest path, it has to work out whether or not this person is in the way or not. So you have to make sure you clear that away, and then you ask yourself, am I going? So you're going to have to spend some time on center and say hi yourself or say Christ. If you feel comfortable with that, and but definitely ask your higher self what's meant to be, and that's what you want to have shown to you, and you're going to feel it in your center. If you feel this need to go, this I want to go, but it's not up to this other person, because the universe will always support what's in our heart, and nobody else can get in the way of that. So I would clear this person out of your energy, out of your thoughts. Don't have discussions, arguments, anything like that. Just align with your own center and then ask it to guide you, okay? So try that. See how it goes. Let me know what happens. All righty?
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Okay. Well, I know there's a little bit of a learning curve on this stuff. So I'm trying to be patient. Be patient with me. Okay, 860 area code. Hi, good evening.
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I'm wondering if you can help me with a life path. I am so lost, and I am so distraught about having a life at all at this point.
Is this the same Lisa I've talked to before?
Yes, we had a private conversation once.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, because you have this very special angelic voice. I know that's kind of a vast, that's like a really big, I can only help people with their next best step.
All right,
but let's see if I have any message from Spirit for you. I have to try to clear out my other conversations with you because Lisa, okay, let me tune in. See if there's something really specific that's been missed, that's forgotten, that you haven't got, because I know you're an intuitive yourself, and I know you ask, and I know you work with spirit, and it's got to be frustrating. I still see, and I might have said this before, you're taking the outside in instead of the inside out. Have I talked to you about that before? And this is actually everybody needs to do this now.
No, we haven't.
The life inside of you goes on into eternity, and that part doesn't have anything to complain about. So that has to mean you're tuned into the outside, because it's only this earth existence and these earthly vehicles that we're in and all of the chaos in humanity that is not in alignment with our spirit. And it can make us feel that way if we're tuned into that. And believe me, I mean, especially the last couple of years, I had to stop doing my show a lot of times for a while because the world is so stressed out right now that we really have to learn to be focused within. And it's a huge discipline. Some people are blessed enough to already be in that space and be in a business or a job or something that keeps them focused in that space, that if we aren't already focused there, it's really challenging. The only thing I can say is to continue to honor and love yourself and be within and be really aware of when you're without. It's 100%. If you are not glowing with joy and love, you're on the outside. You're not on the inside. You're taking in the outside.
Is there any next step for me? I'm so lost.
I know. Okay, let me see. Is there a next best step for Lisa? Is there a next best step for Lisa? Do you have something that you're doing that you can focus on?
No.
No, okay. Let's see what that is. Let's put our hearts together here and let's see what that is. Because I am getting, that's funny, I used it in my example. I'm not surprised. I used it in my example, but it applies here because that's what I got when I said, what can Lisa do? Is what will help you stay on center, not your mind, and not having your mind wander. And I've really had to work on this myself lately because I've had more idle time than I'm accustomed to. Is to get a heart activity, and let's see what it's going to be. You and I are going to do this together. What would be heart activities that you can do that'll keep you focused on your heart? And I'm getting that's your next best step.
You got me.
Like singing? What about singing? but it's not for entertainment, not for other people. Things that keep you on center, singing, talking, also talking. You want to hear the sound of your own voice. And also your breathing, watch your breathing.
Make sure
that it's deep and you fill your whole body with it. Just know that for the sensitive people on the planet, there's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who are feeling the same way that you are. We're all in this together. And you are part of a team that's on the planet. And you should feel that. And if you feel Christ, that's why I keep Christ close by in my heart all the time. That's my protection. That's my guidance. But what I keep being told by Christ, from Christ, is stay one day at a time, be in one moment at a time, and walk with me. And it's because, and I even got a message again, be careful. Make sure you're walking with me. Because the dark energies on the planet are really kicking off because they're leaving. They're being kicked off. They're not happy. And so people who are the ones with the innocent hearts, who believe in Christ, who know that they came here to raise the vibration of the planet, have to be very careful at this time. We're going through just turbulent energy. So you have to do everything, spend all of your time, not that you have to do something, but what you do is make sure you stay in center, grounded, connected to Christ. And from there, the energy will take care of things, whether it be moving you through life, relationships, work, anything that you might be doing. But that your number one task right now is to stay aligned with your center and with Christ consciousness in your heart, protecting you and guiding you. But I'm getting do some heart activities, whether it's singing, talking to yourself, talking to Christ, talking to your higher self, loving a puppy, loving a kitten, anything like that, dancing, painting, anything that's a heart activity, okay? Keep focusing on your heart, not the outside, okay?
Thank you.
All right, good luck, Lisa. God bless. Okay, you're kind of quiet there. Okay, I'm going to the 504 area code.
Hi.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, my name's Debbie, and I've talked to you before. It's been a while, though, like a year. and I was going through some turmoil back then. And I am okay a year later, but I am down. I'm really down. Like, and anxious. I feel like, you know.
Are you the person that I said you needed a big career change and you're also an intuitive?
Yeah.
No.
I was accused of assault in my last job. Which turned out to be nothing.
So what I was getting, though, is that, let me rewind to what I was starting to pick up. It's let me see. For you specifically, I'm not getting so much that you're picking up from the outside, but what I'm getting is you're still not sure which route to go. I'm getting also for you to be more specific about, see, readings, private readings and things have shut down for me in the last couple of years, and that's what I found out, and I'm getting that for you and a lot of the people, is we're being shut down because we're supposed to be refining, you know, the way we used to do things and how we're going to approach things now. We're supposed to be using this downtime to refine. And then as we refine our energy about what we say we're here for, we have to check in our soul, check with our soul, and really spend, like, I don't know if you do this, but I'll spend, doesn't matter if I have things to do or not things to do. I'll say, you know, I really need a day to just listen to my soul. And I just listen within, and I make sure that all day I keep track of my breath, which is really hard to do. The world is very distracting. There's a million things that can distract you. And listen and see what it is that you feel your energy came here for and what your specific offering it was. Like, you can even picture yourself before you were conceived and, like, you're looking for a place to come through, and then go into that space and say, you know, why did I want to come here? And really ask your soul.
Right. Besides that, I took just a little part-time job. I'm going to start. I was 15 hours, you know, just to get some money coming in. But I moved my mom in with me, and she is, she says really mean things to me, but she's older.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like I'm taking poison every day. But
yeah.
I love her, and I want to take care of her.
Yeah.
But I feel like it is eating at me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll try to help you with that. When we are living in the same house with somebody whose energy is different, is contrary at all, it's challenging. Let me see if I can get anything for you on that. Let me see. Why does her... You've probably done some things in your arsenal already to try to not... something about responsibility. I'm seeing past life stuff. Have you looked into the past life stuff on this?
No. But I know she's a pattern because... the lady that my boss reminds me of the criticalness of her too. I'm actually living with my shadow. Like, my shadow's been chasing me. And I finally said, okay, let's go. Let's do it. And it's hard.
And then so in this crunch time when we're really accelerating our, you know, clearing up our past lives and our past, we're going to get everybody behaves like our mother because that energy needs to be fixed. So what I got is where that's coming is, I don't know if this will ring true. There's a couple aspects to it I'm getting. It's not all this, but the first thing that's coming through to me is responsibility, that what you have to do is acknowledge, because you always have to have an energy that will absorb the energy they're throwing off. And if they're throwing off their shadow, then it's hitting your shadow, and they're not even aware that they're doing it. So in a lot of situations, and probably in your situation, you can't ever really expect them to look at it, because you're the kind of person that does that, but they probably don't. But whatever energy they're throwing off, if you counter it, you won't absorb it. So what I'm seeing that you can counter is responsibility for her happiness, but for her in general. And I'm getting that. And then so when she's being critical and trying and saying things, or she's shooting off sparks, what she's doing is that is like an attack, is a cry for help. But that's the way they do it. That's the way she's doing it. Which, of course,
it's
vicious, is totally inappropriate.
Yeah, it's really, if I told you some of the things she said, you'd just be like, oh, my gosh. I was like, just put her out, you know. I'm just, I know that she's like almost like a feral cat, you know. I can't.
I know. So what you have to do is not feel responsible. I've had to do this with my kids. I'm very connected to my kids through quantum entanglement. There's nothing I can do about it. So what I've had to learn how to do is, okay, they aren't going for their happiness. They're buying into this misery thing or whatever. And then I hope they don't hear me say this, because some of them have changed lately. Some of them have grown up. And then so if I'm concerned about their happiness, then what will happen is I'll feel their misery. And as soon as I say I'm not responsible for your happiness, they can shoot off all of those misery sparks that they want, and I won't feel it. So it's the same when you're connected to somebody through quantum entanglement, or if they're living in your house, or you're working with them. Whatever they're doing, the energy they're sending to you, you have to shift something inside of you so that you don't absorb that. But sometimes when you are successful in changing the energy in you, but you have to detect, and that's where you have an advantage as an intuitive, is you can say, what is the shadow thing there? What is the shadow thing here? Okay, I'm going to change mine. I'm going to clean up that shadow that's picking that up. But then sometimes they will detect it, and they will either reroute or they will accelerate in the activity because they don't know why it's not working anymore. So I think you get what I'm
saying. And she's a medium.
So sometimes they'll act up, and if you're so this is giving you practice on that. And yeah.
That's
I have
where
to
I got my abilities
time.
From. She pulls in not the best. Like you said, the person not pulling in the best of spirits, she will talk to anybody and not test them.
Yeah, so you got to do a lot of white light and breathing and all that. Yeah, it's a rough time. It's like, I sometimes get frustrated and say, like, I love projects. I think you're the same way as me. But it's like I have to spend all my time managing my energy.
Right.
You know, and it's like I even had a car problem a couple weeks ago. And then when it was all said and done, Spirit said to me that was because of an energy interference. Make sure you're blessing your car. You're blessing everything. It's crazy times. And then when people are, bringing in other spirits, that's just really, I know other people are dealing with that. And I was dealing with that in a house I was living in where these people were the fake spiritualists. So they were bringing in all this kind of stuff. And,
it's a lot to deal with. You just don't want to get out of bed some days. You just want to stay in bed.
Yeah, so you got to make sure that you're always clearing your space. Try that for a while and see what happens. And, and the energy can't come as close to you. If you dictate for your energy field and just wave your hands around and use your breath, that I am not responsible for anybody else, and I'm not here to help anybody unless they're paying me.
Okay.
Because her spirits will come to you wanting help because you're also a medium, so.
Yeah. I know that I don't. I tell them no. No.
Yeah.
And I heard something last week. It's over. Like I heard those words you know, intuitively. And I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
I'm like, is this karma over or is it?
I just want to say something. I have one more call, 201 area code. Please hang in there. I will be able to get to you. I need to finish up. This is some interesting stuff. Let me see if I can tune into what that meant. If Spirit will tell me what that meant. It's over. It's over. Oh. That's not even coming from that stuff I'm getting. That's coming from this reign of darkness on the planet is over. So,
oh, that's awesome.
See, I keep being told that because you see all this stuff happening and more keeps happening and the lies are just proliferating,
right?
Like, oh, my God. And it's like, and then that's why I said earlier on in the show that the darkness is being kicked off and it knows it. And it's just, it's like when you try to kill a cockroach and it flips over on its back and its legs are going. That's how
right.
I always kind of picture it. It's over. It's done. The reason we came here, we accomplished it. It's done. And we need to kind of lessen up a little bit on what we feel we need to do yet, you know.
And
with all.
I know you have to go, but do you have any concerns about July 5th with CERN being turned up full blast?
With
what?
It
bothers me, but I'm CERN. It's the God particle in Switzerland. It's a antimatter machine. They're going to turn it up full blast on July 5th.
Oh, I never heard about that. I don't know
well,
what that is.
Concerns me, so I don't know if it's just another fear grabber.
You know what? I got to tell you that I'm getting yes on that. There's a lot of stuff that's like psyops, and they're just out there that the dark side is trying to keep us confused, and that's why we really have to listen to our heart to tell us where we're at, you know, how things are going. I really learned this a couple years ago when all this stuff came down. Yeah, check in with Christ. Always make sure you're the white light Christ, the big Christ, the omnipresent. Yes. Okay.
You're trying.
Nice to talk to you, Debbie.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
You too.
You're
bye.
Welcome. Bye. All right, we got my last call. Well, this went good. I didn't, an hour show. Yeah, I didn't know if I was going to fall apart. Okay, 201 area code. You're on the air.
Hi, Alana. This is Jackie.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on?
Just a lot of changes, some good and then some challenging. I'm just trying to get clarity on how to move forward. I'm actually assisting my husband recovering from a mild stroke out of the blue. At a time when we had plans on moving forward and was restoring a house.
Well, I still see that, you know, it's going to be a process for you. You're in the middle of a lot of processes right now. And the house, the husband recovering and stuff like that, and I can see it's really draining on you. So what I'm getting is your next best step, and I know this sounds kind of general, but I am tuned into spirit, so I trust what I'm getting, and it's that you need to find some little things that just make you happy, whether it's a, and do it anytime you feel like you need a boost of energy. You know, go out and buy a special kind of tea that you really love and just, you know, enjoy it and smell it and just really enjoy some of the little things of life as you're going through these processes, because they're both going to take a little bit of time and they're going to drain you if you keep focusing on them. So you have to make sure you refocus as often as possible and just enjoy the little things in life, whether it's watching a happy movie, going, I keep seeing flowers, nature, you know.
Yeah,
nature recharges us.
I love to work outside and cut grass. And I really want to do it. And he's been, like, dragging his feet, like, I don't know. I start to feel guilty because I want to do it instead of him doing it now, but I need it. So that, I'm looking forward to that. That might sound so strange.
No, that's because when I talk to people about being on center, part of that is being grounded. Mm-hmm. That means being connected to Earth. And that makes us feel good because the whole people-y thing and the building thing, that doesn't have very much energy. But when you connect to Christ, you connect to Earth, you connect to beauty, the beauty of life, that's where the energy is, and you definitely need to recharge. So that's what I'm getting for you.
He needed to slow down a bit. I just didn't want to see him get sick. But,
don't let it. Yeah, make sure you take care of you first. Put the oxygen mask on you first, like they do on the plane. So, I can see you have a really good Christ alignment. And so focus on Christ in your heart and love, and then breathe that in. Just let him recharge you with energy. In addition, at the times when you can't get outside or you feel you can't get outside or whatever. Just breathe. Just connect with Christ. He says he'll recharge you through your breath. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with all that. Hang in there.
Thank you.
Love yourself.
I am. Thank you.
Good night. All right. Good night.
Thank you.
Well, the one thing I want to leave people with, I have a few minutes here, is that the anxiety that people are feeling is contrary energies. So we always want to, Esther Hicks talks about finding a better feeling thought. If that one bothers you, find a better feeling thought. Sometimes I have to search my thoughts and my feelings and find something that really resonates or that makes my heart feel warm. It connects with the warmth in my heart. That's my soul. So we want to align with our soul and what our soul wants for our life, what our soul wants us to feel. This heightened energy on the planet is all about us being our authentic self. So it means we're either having interfering energies, which is really complicated. I should probably do a whole show or a couple shows on that, how to deal with that, wherever they're coming from. But it's anxiety comes from our different bodies not being in alignment or in harmony. So think about that and think about how your thoughts might not be in harmony with what your heart wants. And we have to loosen our fears and all of our concerns and our negative thinking. I heard somebody call that once awfulizing. I like that. Be careful about awfulizing. Be careful about projecting. Know when you are in your head or you're in your heart. Your heart will always lead you, but your heart will only lead you from the moment. And the better we get at that, we start to sense what's coming next, and it's always good. So if you're tuned to your heart, you're going to get a lot of good messages. This is really a fantastic time to be on Earth, even though it doesn't look like it. Let your heart lead you. You don't have to be a part of the matrix. Drop out of the matrix. If your life depends on it, I'm sorry. It's going to be pretty challenging if you haven't already started learning how to move into your heart center and get on your life path according to your soul and your destiny. But anyway, I just wanted to explain that about the anxiety. So anytime, it either means you're picking up the masses, you're having interference, or the interference or your thoughts are incongruent with your soul's energy, and you feel the friction, and that's what creates the anxiety. All righty. We'll see you again. Well, I'm going to be on the air on Sunday morning, I think 9:30, and then again next Wednesday at the same time. So thank you for calling in, to all the brave people who called in and shared their stories, because everybody can learn from that. My books are listed on the show description, and I'd appreciate it if you check some of them out. You can get a couple free books on smashwords.com. I have 2 free books on there. And let me see, what was the last thing I wanted to say? And I do private readings. I can't think of it. There was something else I wanted to say. I guess I'll have to say it on Sunday. Aloha. Have a wonderful evening.